Win Canada's first Olympic alpine skiing medal since 2014? Check. Win his first two career FIS World Cup medals? Check. Jack Crawford wrapped up an already iconic year with even more hardware in the final week of 2022. On December 28, the Whistler Mountain Ski Club, WMSC, alum distinguished himself in a fully loaded field of international superstars to throw down a career-best second-place downhill finish at Bormio, Italy. Crawford's time of 1 minute, 55.08 seconds placed him just 0.4 of a second behind Austrian Vincent Kriechmeier, 1 minute 54 seconds and 68 milliseconds, who has 14 World Cup gold medals and 30 total podium finishes on his resume. Coming in third was Alexander Amat Kilde, 1 minute 55 seconds and 36 milliseconds, one of Norway's attacking Vikings, and a 34-time World Cup medalist. Breakthrough in Bormio. The downhill silver in Italy was just the second World Cup podium result of Crawford's career. The Thornberry Aunt native achieved his first, a downhill bronze, on December 3 in Beaver Creek, Colo. "I'm really happy with a second-place finish today," beamed the 25-year-old Crawford after the race. "Moving into the new year, I couldn't be happier than to be standing on the podium." Three other Canadians finished in the top 20 and collected World Cup points in Bormio. Cameron Alexander, 12th, and Brody Seeger, 16th, of North Vancouver were in the mix, as was Jeffrey Reed of Canmore, Alta. 19th. Whistler's own Broderick Thompson placed 41 Street. "Today was a really good team result," Crawford added. "We haven't had this many guys in the top 20 in a long time, and to see everyone pushing and putting down skiing like that is really exciting." Then on December 29, Crawford managed a respectable sixth place finish in Super G, 1 minute 30 seconds and 78 milliseconds, his third top 11 this season in the discipline. Marco Audermatt, Kriechmeier and Loïc Maillard stood on the podium that day, but Riley Seeger of North Vancouver emerged from the pack to finish 15th, the best result of his World Cup career so far. Reed, 17th, Thompson, 33rd, Alexander, 34th, and Brody Seeger, 38th, also finished their Super G runs in Bormio. "The track was pretty icy and bumpy," said Riley, 25, with a grin. "I didn't do any of the training runs, so I wasn't sure what to expect. I got some great information from my teammates that you just had to push it. I'm excited and happy to take this into the new year." Crawford and his fellow Alpine speed merchants will return to action January 13-15 in Wengen, Switzerland.